Blog Talk Radio.
All praise the magnificent name of the Lord. Good morning and welcome to NPARadio.com on the Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be heard literally all over the world. And at this time, without any further ado, we present to you the Chief International Ambassador of the First Fruit International Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention broadcast. And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson.
And good morning to all of you on the prayer line. Forgive me, I'll be a little late here. I appreciate you all very, very much. I'm sure we've had our instructions by now. And I just want you to know that we praise God for you and for you and you all over the world. This is a line where people are coming from all over the world to give God praise and adoration. And they're coming together to pray together. The enemy has tried his best to keep God's people separated, has used that number one vehicle, that one number one tool to separate God's people, because he knows that together we stand and divided we fall. He used the same weapon up in heaven to try to separate the people from God, Jehovah. And one third of the heavenly host fell from heaven. Listen. He learned from that experience that if he would just separate God's people and try his best, that we would have a negative experience rather than a positive. But I just want to thank you all for defying the rules of the enemy and taking on the rules of God. Be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For you know that your labor will not be in vain. We welcome you, approach you very gingerly and very humbly, as a lamb coming to shepherds and shepherdess. I know we have great people on the line from everywhere, all over the world, and why should Bernard Johnson be the voice? I don't know, but I know one thing: God called me, and I'm just trying to answer his call. Let's go to God and pray. Heavenly Father, God, we thank you so much. You are our hero. God, you're the one who's been there for us through the thick and the thin. You've made a way out of no way. You've held us up when the enemy was trying to push us down. You gave us joy and peace. Joy when the enemy tried to give us sorrow. Peace in the midst of confusion. And I want to thank you for your love. And I read that scripture where it says, for God so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you should not perish, but have everlasting life. We want to thank you for your love and for Jesus who shed his blood upon Calvary. We have never been the same since we met Jesus. He's changed our hearts, our minds, our souls. Everything about us has been changed through meeting Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, thank you for your blessings upon the people. And thank you for what you're going to do today. I'm asking you to stretch out your mighty hand. Keep it over us, Lord. That's a protecting shield above us, as your hand can protect us from all sickness, disease, from all hurt, harm, and danger. We learned that from Job. For as long as you had your hand, your hedge around your servant, everything was all right. But oh God, when you removed your shield, your hand, your hedge, the enemy was able to do anything. I want to thank you for your hedge. Thank you for your shield, for your hand over us, God, and blessing like never we've never seen in 2015. Miracles like we've never seen in 2015. Now, bless these folks as never before. Bless their family. Bless their home. Bless their health. Bless their strength. Bless them, Lord, in a bountiful way. And we will give you the glory and all the praise belongs to you. Thank you for everything you've done. Protect people. Help them. See them through their storms. in Jesus' name. And remember those who are incarcerated. And bless them, Lord, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow. Amen and amen. Oh, glory. Amen and amen. And good morning to all of you who are on this prayer line. Are y'all there? Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I guess some of y'all are sleeping. Wake up, y'all. Wake up. It's time to give the Lord praise. He's been mighty good to you. Let's try that again. Good morning to you, everybody. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Morning.
And let's speak to the Lord. He's been good to you. Why don't you open your mouth and speak to him? He's in your room. Good morning, Lord. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hallelujah. Good morning. Good morning. Hallelujah.
And you know one thing that makes this prayer line so different? I didn't get it from anybody but the Holy Ghost. And it's just the Holy Ghost that has us praising him at 6 o'clock in the morning. Let's give God a praise check. What level is your praise on at 6 o'clock? My father can wake up at 6 o'clock in the morning and go to preaching everywhere. Amen. So if you got a praise level that's high, why don't you open up your mouth? We can't hear you when you're shaking your head. We can't hear you. We can't see you when you're nodding. Amen. Open your mouth and give the Lord some praise, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord. We praise you.
Thank you, Lord.
We honor you. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do. Glory to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. And thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all. Thank you. Thank you. Praise God every morning. God bless you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank you. And amen. 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 Praise the Lord, everybody. God bless all of you on the same line. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. And we're going to move to another area of praise this morning. God bless all of you. I want to open up the wisdom seminar this morning, and I want to see what y'all think about this. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I want you to think about that for a moment. Amen. Ambassador Hagen, are you there? I want you to give us a station identification. But think about that. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Amen. You ready? All right, Ambassador Hagen, are you there?
Praise the Lord. Good morning. God bless you. Gee, yes, we are here. We do honor the presence of the Lord. We give God praise because his presence is here with us this morning. We do honor our Chief International Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. We honor Ambassador Lady Betty Johnson, First Lady of this ministry. We give God praise for her. We thank God, amen, for Ambassador in our own right, Mother Adelie Johnson, mother to the nations. Glory be to God. We honor all of our ambassadors, ambassadors-elect. Thank God, amen, for my pastor, Ambassador Dr. Bishop Hagen. We give God praise, amen, for everybody who's listening from all around the world. And, yes, we are excited and we're here, npavideo.com. We're live in the studio. We can be reached simply by dialing in 347-934-0207. And we're being heard literally all over the world. Can you imagine more than 100 million listeners and more than 195 countries? God be the glory. You can think of the country that maybe we're meaning. Hallelujah. We are there. We are there. And we say hello to China, Russia, Italy, Brazil,
Glory be to God, Vietnam, England, London, you name it, literally all over the world. To God be the glory. I want to thank God for our Chief International Ambassador, who's doing an excellent job in getting this message all around the world. And may God forever bless you, sir. Keep on doing what you do. Back to you.
God bless you so much, and to all of you, good morning to you again. Amen. Amen. I'm going to hold on just a moment. Amen. Just a minute here. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Oh, my God. Yeah. My. God bless you. Amen. Gonna be all right. Everything. That's what I preached on yesterday. God gave me that. Everything is gonna be all right. And the Holy Ghost came through the house. My God, everything will be all right. Regardless of what you're going through, yeah. If you put your hand in the hand of the Lord, everything will be all right. God bless you. Let's go to that wisdom seminar. Everybody, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. I want to see what you think about that. I'm going to open up the wisdom line. Did you know the Bible says in Daniel, I believe in the 3rd chapter, that the Lord reveals his secrets, some secrets. I don't know how to quote that exactly right now. I'll get it for you. But some secrets have been held to the end time. And it's the Lord who reveals his secrets to his prophets and to his people. Amen. So sometimes he'll give you a revelation that you have never heard in your life. And you wonder, Lord, where'd this come from? Some secrets have been held for the end time. Amen. And I just want to open the line up for you all to talk on that. I can do all things. Don't worry about it if we'd had it before. The Lord can do new revelations. Amen. Let you say something that will inspire somebody who thinks that they can't do nothing, who thinks they can't come through the storm. And they're about to throw in the towel. They were about to throw it in before they got to this prayer line this morning. But we want to tell them that just hold on to the hand of the Lord, and no matter what it is, I don't care if the mortgage company said it's over, we're going to take your house. Let me tell you something. Put your hand in the hand of the Master. Everything will be all right, and you can come through this storm. Just hold on to Jesus' hand. It's going to be all right. All right? I'm going to open that line up. I can do all things. Who has something you can say about that? Every saint on the line ought to be able to talk about that. Oh, my God. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. All right? The line is open to you. This is the Wisdom Seminar. The line is open to you. Who's the first one to talk about that? I can do all things. Jump in there. Let me know you're there. Somebody who can say something about, I can do all things through Christ. We're going to talk about that this morning, Brother Johnson. I know you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. Amen. Amen. Yeah, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me.
Good morning. Good morning. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I praise and honor the Lord today because I realize he can do all things through Christ. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. And I praise God this morning because I'm still here. Still here, feeling very well. Not feeling sick in my body. I'm thanking God as well within me as it is. Because I realize it could be much worse.
Amen.
But the Lord blessed me and brought me safe thus far.
And you can do all things.
And we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. I thank God because I'm saved and believing in God. I'm sanctified and believing in the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And I thank God I'm filled with the Holy Ghost. I'm just glad because my God is looking and watching over me, taking care of me, and I thank God for that. I praise God. I praise God. I just thank the Lord. I say, Lord, whatever you want me to say, you give me what to say because I'm an old lady, but Lord, you're taking care of me. I just want to be real in my soul and in my spirit and in, oh God, in my heart. I just want to be real. I don't want to be on my own because I know I can do nothing without God. But with God, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Yes, God bless you. Yes, yes.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Yes.
Go ahead. Oh, I thank God. I praise God for you and you and you and all of you. I just thank God. I know he's worth looking at, watching over us. Not just me, but you and all the rest that's on this line and all those that can't smell or can't see. All those, praise the Lord, that can't talk and still alive, he's watching over us. And I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I thank God for salvation. I thank him for joy and peace. I thank him for will and being, giving my fingers and blowing my fish up. I just thank God. He's good to me. Oh, yes, he's taking care of me. He got his arms around me, taking good care of me. So I'm saying to all of you, each of you, please pray a good prayer for Mother Johnson that I can walk and run and skip. I'd love to do that. I don't worry about age. I never did worry about age. But I thank God because it's well with me as it is. Because I know with Christ, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Wow. Wow, Holy Ghost is something. Didn't know she would be speaking and saying something this morning. What a wonderful blessing that was to me. Amen. I begin to see how important it is to be able to ball your fist up when she said that. Some people have hands they can't even ball up. The hands are stroke-like, and they can't even ball them up. But here, she demonstrated. Thank you, Jesus. I can do all things. That reminds me of when a person, thank God, and in Jesus' name, I've never had a stroke. I can imagine how it takes all the energies of a person to be able to move that hand. You know, we take it for granted, but people who have had a stroke can't hardly. They focus everything they have, all their energies, on moving one finger. And it takes everything they have to move that finger. And yet you can skip and run and move your head, move your feet. You don't know. Let me just say it like this. We don't know how blessed we are. Oh, my God. If you knew how the human body, how much it takes for the human body to move your foot and how much it takes for the human body to move your head around, my God, you begin to realize how, what a phenomenal, ultra awesome, ultra awesome God we have. Who in his creative ability made it so simple for us to move our fingers, move our eyes. But the stroke people, it takes everything they got trying to move one finger. My God. You're blessed. We are blessed. We're blessed. I can do all things through Christ. Who wants to talk? Come on, the line is open to you, saints. I can do all things. The line is open to you.
Well, praise the Lord. Good morning to you, my chief ambassador, Dr.
Good morning to you.
Good morning. I pray you had a blessed weekend. It's good to hear your voice back again.
Thank you.
Praise God for that. And I honor you this morning, sir, and to Lady Betty, First Lady Ambassador Lady Betty. And it's such a blessing to hear, amen, the mother of the nation, our mother, not the, our mother of the nation, Mother Adlai Johnson. And I'm sure this particular setting and this scripture out of Philippians 4, 13, very familiar sometimes, many times, others quoted Do they really know, amen, do they really know that Paul, amen, had gone through a lot of things here from the beginning of Philippians, the first chapter, all the way through the fourth, amen, chapters that is in Philippians, amen. And he speaks of himself, amen, through persecution, through doing great indignation for the Lord. And our journey in Christ Jesus, as I look through time and look through the times of life where God placed me in my hands to do, and I felt like I could not do it, and everything, and even in where I am in life now, sometimes it seems that it's so in your nature, it seems that it's so unfair, and seems like you just can't do that. I just can't muscle up the energy to do it. I don't understand it. It's not in my spirit, but oh, thanks be to God that giveth us the victory and causes us to triumph. My testimony is not have the length and the measure on it, as Mother Johnson does, but the times that I have been in the Lord since I've been saved and came to my right mind, knowing that it was Jesus all along, amen, amen, I too can hang on to this testimony out of Philippians 4:13, say, I can, and I'm talking personally, amen, I can do all things. I mean, whatever God gives me and whatever is set before me, through Christ, make sure we know that it's through Christ and not ourselves, because we can't do anything unless God does it through us. And I want it to hang with through Christ, which strengtheneth me. And that strengtheneth in the Bible, in there, that's continuously, TH is on it, that continuously gives me the strength, amen, to do whatever is set before me, amen, even in this day, whatever God has set before me, amen, I can do it, amen. I've had a lot of praise the Lord, jobs that is set before me in my career working, and all of a sudden they would just say the job is going to change and no kind of time to go to school for it and everything. And I can reflect back, it was God the wisdom. And a little short praise report with my, I can do all things. I was working, amen, praise the Lord, on a job where I was the only one that knew how to do the payroll. And this is the big United States Postal Service here in Illinois. And they gave me, and I'm not saying it's prejudice, but I was the only black on the job for about 15 years in a very aristocrat area, and the enemy was looking for me to falter and to make mistakes and all of that, so they can look at me as a race and say, we gave her a chance, but she couldn't do it. But thanks be to God, the Spirit of the Lord allowed me to stay on that job for 30 years with my own office, and I became the in the whole area, everybody had to come through me to do the job. Never had a training. I'm boasting in the Lord, because God knows, in my infinite mind and my little short, spare mind, God gave me the wisdom, the knowledge, and the know-how. And that build up my self-esteem, that I can hang on to the scripture, that I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. The first time I ever had the opportunity to be over all night shut-in, the ministry that I was up under here in North Chicago for 20 years, amen, praise the Lord, was Bishop Solomon Smith. And we had a shut-in, and he said, I'm going to put it in the hands of we were ministers then, ministers Gary and Patricia Stirred, and we were in a very large congregation, and he left us alone to it. And I tell you, praise the Lord, I'm just reflecting on that. I can didn't give us no instructions, didn't tell us what to do. We went before God, and oh my God, when you put it in the Lord saying, I can do all things through Christ, amen, nothing but through Christ that strengtheneth me every day, strength like no other. reaches to me. God bless you, Chief. You know this is a message all by itself. Waking up this morning, clothing my right mind, praise the Lord. Giving my husband a kidney. I couldn't do it, amen, unless the Lord was in it. Through Christ that strengthened my mind and my spirit. I praise him this morning for everything that God has given me to do it, and it was only through Christ which gaveth me the strength. And I thank the Apostle Paul for letting that come out, amen, that it, when the devil say no, God say yes, amen. And because you say it, no, devil, I'm going to do the best job you ever saw in your life. I can do all things through Christ which strength. Me. God bless you all on this morning. I love it, and I love talking about the things of God. And it says up in the other part of that, Chief, that I can't help but to talk about the things that I have done and what I have seen. God bless you all. It's my prayer this morning.
That was tremendous, tremendous. Thank you so much. God bless you. Somebody else, jump right in there. We all have that different personalities, and you have something to say just as well. Amen. Anybody else want to jump in there and help us? I can do all things through Christ.
Praise the Lord. God bless you, Chief. This is Ambassador Sith from Arkansas. The great woman of God has laid out the foundation and setting of that text. So I will just add this analogy to it. Even when Paul was saying, out of all the things that he was going through, that he could do an action word, things that he know that he could do on his own, but he had to do it through the strength and the joy of the Lord. And he had this mindset, and I'm going to add this scripture to the mindset. I am crucified with Christ. See, he knew that. That when he, while he was drawing his strength from the Lord, he adds so many other scripture texts to that verses. So I'm just going to quote this and why you feel like you can't make it and you get discouraged. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It's not I, but it's the Christ that lives in the inside of me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live it by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. Paul would let us know, even I can do all things. I had to get somewhere to get that mindset, glory to God, and just encourage you with another one of his writing inside the whole book of his writing, glory to God, when he said, I can do all things through Christ. He also said this, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Hallelujah! How encouraging it is to know that I can't do nothing without you, Lord. And when I think about it, hallelujah, hallelujah. Even this morning, listening to the woman of God, I had to draw my strength in so many areas of my life. And I love it when God put my hands against the wall and my feet on the floor and the roof coming down, and it seemed like they're coming in on me. That's where my strength this morning comes from. Even in health challenges with my dad and my mother, it was the strength, hallelujah, of the Lord. God bless you and have a wonderful, thank you. Thank you, Jesus. It's all your bullshit.
Oh, my God. Another tremendous expose. Thank you, Lord. My God. Some of you who have been discouraged by the enemy, don't think that it's over. It really is just beginning. And you can do all things through Christ. They told you a while ago and encourage you. Take it, grab it. Keep it. All that encouragement coming from the women of God this morning. You can do it. You can make it. It's going to be all right. Somebody else, you want to say a word about it? The line is open to you.
Amen. Praise God. This is Ambassador Elect Johnson in Texas. Honor God. Good morning. And to our Chief Ambassador and everyone online, I just thank God because that passage of Scripture does mean so much to me. And I mean, it moves you into really the realization of coming to that grip that I can do all things through Christ, that strengthens. And that word stands out mighty and bold because it's him that strengthens me, able to live, move, and have my being. It is the strength of God. Realizing that in myself, there's no way sometimes I find myself laughing. It's like, Lord, how did I even make it this far? Oh, but when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah. Oh, how I thank God for saving me. I tell you, those are just things that I can just reflect on and realize it was nothing in myself. I'm so glad for the foundation that I got, my mom being a praying woman, praying mother in the home, a prayer warrior, that I saw things that were going on and with so many lacks that was taking place. But when she prayed, the difference that it made. And so that was connects me on with this line because I'm familiar with prayer. And just knowing that what I'm going through right now is the prayer that has brought me through. And I think about how, you know, starting out some years ago with my mom and finding out that she has leukemia and all that we went through with her, the Lord brought her up and for a long time, no symptoms. Then right after that, my husband had one stroke and then the second stroke. And now this coming up with my mom again, seemed like it was pretty much heavy on my shoulder. But I realized that I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. I would ask God to give me wisdom of what decisions to make. I'm the oldest and look like they kind of left it in my hands somewhat. But I tell you many times the Lord would give me the wisdom on what decisions to make medically. I ain't never went to no medical school. Don't know nothing about it. But I tell you, but when God give you wisdom, when he said if you ask for it, all you have to do is ask for it and he'd give it to you. And the doctors would ask me, well, what do you think, Ms. Johnson? And many times I'd have to laugh when they left out the room, like asking me. Ain't no MD behind my name. But they knew that I would stay there and I would write down everything. So if they seem to forget, I remember what they said because I wrote it down. But I know it's nothing but the goodness of God that he's allowed me to make it through this with my family. And I just thank God for all the prayers of the saints. I stand on the effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous that availeth much. It has helped me to do all things through Christ. That strengthens me.
Beautiful, beautiful again. Oh, my God.
Good morning, Chief.
Good morning. Come on. Amen.
God bless you. God bless you, Chief Ambassador. God bless Lady Betty, Ambassador Lady Betty, and Mother Johnson. Praise God. Everyone on the line, just listening to the scripture, I just couldn't wait to jump in there, just knowing that I can do all things. All things. There is nothing held back from us. And the Bible said no good thing would God withhold. He's not withholding anything. All we have to do is ask, and it shall be given. Seek, and we will find. We will find the strength to do anything and everything. I think so many times that when there's a sickness, and many times the people feel inadequate to pray or feel that God can't use them like he used someone else. But it says I can do all things, not just part of them or some of them or a few or certain things that are picked out for me, but all things. And looking at this, I look at the healing that has taken place on this prayer line. And this is Ambassador Pfeiffer from Kentucky. Pardon me. Praise God for thinking about the word or forget about myself. But thank God for the prayers that have been prayed on the line, the healing that has taken place on the line. There has been so much extraordinary healing that has taken place on this prayer line just from the prayers of the righteous. Where people thought that they couldn't pray, God worked it out through their prayer. God is touching different people across the nation, across the world, just because you pray there in Kansas and that prayer travels all the way to New York. Or someone in New York pray and that prayer travels all the way to Alabama. Someone pray in Atlanta, Georgia, and that prayer travels all the way to Kentucky just to heal me, just to touch me. And I think about the goodness of Jesus and how he anoints the people just to pray. Sometimes if you just open up your mouth, and that's what God had given me when I first started in the ministry over 40-some years ago. He told me that if you open up your mouth, I'll speak through you. And yes. I have allowed him to speak. And I don't. And if I'm up preaching, the Lord says, stop, that's it, that's it. I don't try and carry it on because I can only do what he give me to do, and I know only what I do for him will last. So I am thanking God that even through the prayers, all of this will take place. No matter where you are, when you pray here, the prayer travels. He said, I sent my word and healed them. So I am looking at the things the saints do on this prayer line, and it just traveled from one to another. And that is such a tremendous blessing, such a tremendous healing that the people have received. I even look at the people that have come out of prison. We prayed for certain things, not just come on here and just say, oh, I'm going to pray and we hope this happens. But there have been particular things we prayed for that God has answered. Those prayers, and you know, is nobody but God working through you, doing all things, because through him it is possible. You must have the Lord on your side, and you must be on his side in order for him to work through you and get these prayers to the people, to the individuals. So I'm thanking God for the prayers and the healing that is taking place on this prayer line. And God bless you and everyone on here.
Wow. Wow. Oh, my God. Thank you so much, Ambassador Pfeiffer. Wonderful. And to all of you on this line, my God, I know y'all could keep talking. Go ahead. Go ahead. I'm going to let it go.
Yes.
All right.
Dr. Johnson, good morning. I just wanted to read the scripture. I'm not one for talking a lot, but I know what the Lord can do in St. John, the 15th chapter and the 5th verse, because these are two scriptures that I like to quote. He says that I am the vine and you are the branches. He that abides in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. He's talking about fruit there. But the part that I would like to focus on, it says, for without me, you can do nothing.
Nothing.
And that's why I like that part. It said, without me. And so the reason that we can do all things through Christ is because we abide in him and he abides in us. And I like that scripture says that, well, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. First of all, you have to know who your strength comes from. And our strength comes from the Lord. And I was just thinking about how God do so many things, and I thought about when I heard Dr. Stearns talk about on her position. I reflected back when I was working, God had given me a job in corporate America, and I was the only black in the department, and my manager was very unfair. She would tell the other girls how to do the work, but she would just give me just bare the basics, not even the minimum, of how to do the job. But God always blessed me to do the job. And I remember the girls would be working, and they would have their heads to the computers, and I'm thinking, why are they working so hard? And the Lord let me know, at night, they're talking on the phone, and she's giving them what to do. And I would go into work sometime, and they would make a mistake and say, after I got off the phone with you last night. I said, God did it. So I just want to just say this particular time, and maybe you're getting to it a little slow, because like I said, I'm not a great talker. But I asked the Lord, I said, now, they are trying to make me look bad. I'm the only black person in this department. I said, I'm representing you, and I'm representing other blacks. I said, God, give me how to do it. I had to do a presentation. And I said to her on a Tuesday, I said, am I presenting? Oh, she comes up to my desk and she says, oh, you're presenting on Thursday. They gave me 2 days to get my presentation together, and I had to go for great people with great titles, and I know they were very picky on everything that you said. God didn't give it to me right then, but on my way to work on Wednesday morning, God gave me just what to write. I typed it up and gave it to her, and she looked at me and she said, you know what, I bet you worked on this all night long. And I said, I bet I didn't. But anyway, I was able to present before the people. I told God, I said, God, you gave me this voice. My voice is very soft. I said, my voice is very low. I said, give me just the right tone and everything to do, how to work these monitors and everything. And God blessed me so that those girls came back and asked me, so would you, Ernestine? They said, you were so calm. I forgot to give my name. I'm sorry. This is Sister Riley from Chicago, Illinois. And they asked me to pray with them because the Lord had given me, and I was so calm with, and many more things that the God gave us as saints that we can do, because we can bind the enemy. And God will strengthen us to do that. And he'll give you just how to do when you're going through challenges. You can do all things through Christ, regardless of what the situation is. I've been through many things, and God gave me the victory in every case.
My God, Sister Riley, that's awesome. Oh, thank you. So many wonderful testimonies here, and encouraging you all who have your back against the wall. You can do all things through Christ. Kind of reminded me of when I went to school there at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary, the largest seminary in the world. And I never forget it. I was the only black there in that school of music there. The first and the only. And I didn't know what to do. Didn't have any friends. By myself, lonely. Amen. But I had Jesus. That's all I needed was the Lord Jesus. And never will forget when I went to, got ready to go before my orals. And most people had flunked the orals the first time. And I went in believing that I could do all things through Christ. I studied. You got to study to show yourself approved. A workman that needed not to be ashamed unto the Lord. I studied and went in before all that wonderful jury, all white jury, my little black face up in there. And they asked me so many questions, and I came out victorious. And all across the front of the Fort Worth Star Telegram was the first black to receive the doctorate degree from the School of Music at Southwestern Baptist Theological Seminary. Listen, we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Amen. All my life, I've had to depend on the Lord, and he brought me out. That's why this prayer line is on this morning. I didn't know what to do. We started out with three people. And now you heard the report, over 100 million listeners, and we're in 195 different countries. How did that happen? Through Christ. We can do all things through Christ. And the Lord showed me the other day, it's still not through growing. We just hear the foretaste of His glory divine. It's going to increase. Amen. I said it's going to increase. God told me, the things that I say them boldly, because they're of him. And I say this boldly, it's going to increase tremendously. Amen. We ain't seen nothing yet. But we're doing it through Christ, which strengthens us. And Satan, I bind you in the name of Jesus on this earth, who we're trying to come against the things that I am uttered through Christ. You are a liar. The resurrection blood of Jesus is against you. And God, we thank you for it. All right, God bless all of you. We need to get a general prayer this morning. Amen. Somebody's going through I feel it in my spirit. Somebody's been up almost all night long wondering how it's going to work out. Let me tell you something. It's going to work out. Just hold on and keep your hand in the hand of the Master, and he will bring you out. All right. Oh, my God. I mean, I don't have a chance, enough time to get a lot of individual prayer requests, but the Lord can answer your prayer. Yeah. Just through the inspiration of the Holy Ghost. We can do all things through Christ. He can hear your request right now.